Back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into one more week closer to real football around here. We're one more week into the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation, where I got my windows put in. They're great, especially on days when they can be open and it's 72 degrees. And our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland reminding you as I go and I eat and I try not to gain weight that there's a lot of local businesses out there you can support. We want you out for Restaurant Week, September 16th to the 25th. I'm wearing my Raskin Global shirt. This guy went away for 46 days in Europe, and we didn't have him on the program much. He was eating strawberries and cream at Wimbledon and living the sports dream and the American dream and getting my finances together as well. We welcome Leonard Raskin back on the program. Raskin Global is the way to find him out on the web. And, you know, if you need a little boost for your money, certainly kids going back to school, got some time, trying to get end of year. No better time to get end of year things together than in August, right, Leonard?
Absolutely.
You've been beating me up for 3 months, and I finally had to finish. It's taking me 3 months to get my stuff together, man.
It's a good time to take an assessment of where you are. We're 6 months plus into the year, so you know what the first half's looked like. We've got inflation. We got rising interest rates. We got high gas prices, high food prices, but it's time to get a good assessment and make some plans going into year end. One of the things I think it's this week we're in, if I'm not mistaken, if not the next, is Maryland sales tax free week.
So you're talking about restaurant the refrigerator week. Or the stove.
No. Don't kid yourself. No. It's like shoes. Clothes up to $100.
Oh, it's under $100. It's under. I didn't know that.
It's stuff for back to school. And you know, you say that it's kind of funny. There is fine print. And if you look, only
I think
the government
sales tax free week. This would be a good week to buy a car. You know what I mean? Like
I'm with
whatever,
you.
Right?
You're right. I'm with you. Only the government could call it sales tax free week, and then have pages and pages of how much it applies to, what qualifies, what doesn't qualify, and so on. It's just hysterical. It's really hysterical. And I wrote our friend Peter Francho an email. This is
mine, but that's okay.
Okay. Well,
I didn't vote for him. Just on the record, I did not vote for him.
I didn't either, but that's okay. The point I'm making is between he and I guess Hogan, I don't know, the state legislature, whoever comes with this brilliant idea. You know, the rationale for this, you have to get this. The rationale for this is it's good for the consumers and it's good for the merchants to have a tax-free week for stuff back to school, things like that. So I wrote him a note and said, gentlemen, if it's good for the consumer and good for the merchants to have a tax-free week, why don't we have a tax-free month? And why don't we apply it to everything? Oh, and by the way, if it's good for the merchants and it's good for consumers, why don't we have a tax-free forever? Like our neighbor sister state, Delaware, where you can go and buy anything you want any time of the year and not pay a 6% sales tax.
Well, how does Delaware do it? Is it about the incorporation part? Because look, man, I go to New York and they bang you for $15 to go through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Everything.
Right? Like, yes. And my wife and I, this was interesting. And this is how nickel and dime me. Okay. I'm going way off there. We'll talk about football. We'll talk about you going to Ohio State. I want to talk about all that. But we went on Saturday night. We were doing the Crab Cake Tour. And our Crab Cake Tour night was in Northeast Maryland, right? Cecil County. I'd never really been into the Northeast side. I had my crab cake in Cecil County and Chesapeake City on the other side last year. And we were going to go see Styx and REO Speedwagon and Loverboy Saturday in New Jersey. They were playing in Philly. Yep. We went and saw them Friday instead. And it was sort of an either or. It was a weather. The weather was bad down at Jiffy Lube on Friday, which, by the way, Jiffy Lube Live, the worst experience ever. 3 hours in the car to get home. They decided to go down the one lane at 11 o'clock on Friday night as the concert's letting out. So,
brilliant,
I mean, so it was crazy, but what I would say is I Google mapped it, which I never do. I'm not a Google mapper around Baltimore. I'm not a check the traffic guy. I just go usually. Right. But my wife's like, hey, you know, check where this place is. Northeast, down on the water to the southeast side of 90. It's very close to 95. I mean, like, gosh, you get off 95, you see that Woody sign. It's right there. I looked on my thing and it said toll $6. And I'm like, there ain't no toll. It's 95. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
oh, the bridge. You go to Perryville. They charge you to go to Perryville. And I'm not thinking about this, but my wife has the easy pass on the car. I never touch it. It's on her credit card. It's on her side of the fence, sort of in our relationship to pay it. She also has to fight with them when we get blinked up in New York for $300 in tolls that we never drove through.
Right.
Somebody stole money from us 3 years ago. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's $6. I never think about that. I never, ever think when I go to Philadelphia that the Delaware's getting money from me. Joe Biden rest stops getting money from me. They take my picture in Elkton when I go through and I don't have to slow down. They take my picture when I go over the Delaware Memorial. I don't have to slow down. It really is. It's an insidious thing, much like banks with fees and little fees and fees and fees, but even just tolls. But Delaware gets away. How does Delaware do it? I want to know, because I know how we do it. We bang people everywhere.
Well, they do. And the thing is, you got to look at every state that chooses these rules. And one of the things that they have is a very diligent budget. They don't give away money for lots of expenses that they don't feel they need to pay for. So they have a very diligent budget, which means their spending isn't tremendous, which means they only need to raise, oddly enough, enough revenue to cover the spending. And a low income tax, 3%, and no sales tax does that. And when you lower the
rate, it's becoming a rich person's hideaway, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, here's the thing.
Not just for people from Hunt Valley, but for people from everywhere.
All over.
Companies hide in Delaware, right?
Well, companies incorporate there significantly. They have great corporate law relative to bankruptcy, relative to creditor protection, other things that cause corporations to quote unquote domicile there. That is, they register their entity there. They might have a PO box or something. But the fact is,
I get to choose your place in Bethany.
Yeah, there you go. But by doing that, revenue comes into the state and they make money. And so they draw in enough and the beaches and whatever it is that they have enough to cover the state's expenses. And so they give it back. And what happens is when you have a low rate, so Art Laffer, the guy who was Reagan's economic advisor back in the 80s, who was just a young pup, the youngest ever to do this in the 80s, is now probably in his late 70s, 80 years old, advised Trump, who I know you love. But the point is, from an economic standpoint, he created this thing called the Laffer curve. And what it represents is what is the optimal amount rate for income tax to cause people to be willing to pay it? And the idea is when you lower the rate and broaden the base of taxation, what happens is people aren't cheating. People aren't trying to hide their income. People are willing to pay the tax because at a certain rate, it feels fair. And he found that optimal rate was 28% on the federal level. And Democrats want high rates because they say they want to punish the rich. They say pay their fair share, but that's a bunch of bunk because the wealthiest 1-5% pay 60-70% of the nation's income tax anyway, so that doesn't matter. But there are more and more states that have gone income tax free. A number of them are sales tax free, and some of them are both. And they generate their revenue from other sources.
Delaware gets a couple of bucks just from people driving through it, right? The
Absolutely.
Fact that if 95 were Absolutely. Located 12 miles further to the north and rolled through Kennett Square instead, yep. right, that yep. Delaware would get cut out of all of that. The bridge, right? The bridge. Yep. I mean, they bang you twice if you're going to New York, right? They
that's
get
right.
you at Elkton, and then they get you going over the bridge because that's the traffic.
So
every person that ever goes
– Three times.
Which three?
If you're going north, you got one in Elkton, you got one right after you enter Delaware on 95, right before 896 Route 1. Elkton's Maryland still.
Maryland's money, right? Yeah.
Right. So Delaware going north, right. Delaware going north, and then the Delaware Memorial Bridge. So
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of money there that Delaware doesn't deserve, wouldn't get. It's just you're on the road for 12 miles and you pay $5 to be there. And it's like when you land in Jamaica, the departure tax or whatever the hell it is, right? And that's Delaware's deal, that they don't have to get 5 or 6% off of selling you a milkshake.
And if you go to the beach and you happen to cruise Route 1 down to the beach, there's a couple more tolls. There's one shortly after that. There's another one in Dover, again, just for the privilege of driving down Route 1. So that's how they pay for things. And so as a result, sales taxes don't occur. But here's the thing. If I go to Delaware to buy my stuff and I buy more stuff, then the companies in Delaware generate more income. And that means the people that work for those companies have income, and those people pay a 3% income tax, and there's more employment. And again, it's a more precise, lower cost budget. So the combination of good operations, not giving away everything, and generating enough revenue means they can do these other things. Now, you know, we can look around the country, Florida, no income tax, but they got Disney pay, not Disney, but the people that go to Disney, my God, the amusement tax and the convention taxes and the hotel taxes and the sales taxes, but they don't tax income. So you and I can go there, make all the income we want and not pay as much in tax, but we can't, we will pay if we own a home, we'll pay if we buy a car. You know, you got to register your car and then pay car personal property tax. So they get it. They just get it differently.
Well, California gets 9% when I go and buy a pair of jeans, right? Like
California gets you everywhere. 13% income tax, 9% sales tax. It's crazy. But the point here is, if you look at Delaware, they make a lot of money. They have these outlets and a lot of people shop there because there's no income tax ever. So back to our original, you know, tax-free week in Maryland. That's great, unless you have a car. If you don't have a car and can't drive a little bit to Delaware, you got to shop in Maryland, and then you're Maryland sales tax exempt for school back, school supplies and clothes for the kids and all that. It's fantastic. But if it's promoted, and you'll see it promoted if you watch any of the TV during the sales tax free week, great for merchants, great for consumers. This is our sales tax free week. Well, then let's make it sales tax free forever and on everything. Imagine how much. How many things will be bought here if that's the case? You know, it's just, it's so silly as to be logical that it doesn't exist. I'll give you another totally off the path, then we can talk sports, whatever else. Totally off the path thing. These speed cameras, okay? We all love speed cameras. That's just a money grab, right? Huge money grab. So
I disagree with that because I've seen the way people have been driving. And by the way, for the first time this weekend, my wife and I saw Johnny O's people, the Baltimore County Police, pulling people over on 695. I haven't seen a car with a cop behind it on 695 in 3 years. Anywhere. Well, that would be in the city, out of the city.
We don't enforce speed limits too much.
Yeah,
we don't enforce speed limits too much. But here's what I'm saying. If you want to put them on a highway somewhere, put a cop out there, I get it. But let's talk neighborhoods, near schools, things like that, all that kind of stuff. So when they first started these things in Maryland, I was on the radio and I was talking at the time. I think it was C4 on BAL had the police commissioner on at the time. And they were talking about these new speed cameras coming. He had the county and the city commissioner on and they were talking about it. And I called in. I said, hey, guys, see, I'm too logical about these things. I said, these cameras to get you to slow down. Really just a money grab because I've been through neighborhoods where there are schools. I've been through areas where they want you to go slow. And you know what they've done? They've put speed humps on the roads. And you know what happens?
They slow down.
You either slow down or you blow out the bottom of your car.
Farms, you slow down in front of that school. You do.
Otherwise, you blow out the bottom of your car. And C4 said to me, now, come on, man. You're being way too logical. Speed humps, you only pay once and they slow everybody down. These are made to generate revenue. And the cops, of course, totally disagreed. It was all about slowing people down. It doesn't slow people down unless they want to be slowed down. Speed humps will slow you down.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
I mean, look, 47 days, like you said, we were in Europe all that time. They're everywhere, man. Cameras. And speed humps. You can't speed through some of those city town zones because there's bumps and
humps. You know why they don't want you to speed? Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yes, but the point is speed humps and bumps stop you from speeding more significantly than cameras do. Cameras leave you dangerous. It just means if you're dangerous, you have to pay. So the government just takes. It doesn't, we talked about this, doesn't matter who's
in charge. Well, you're anti-government, I'm pro-government at heart. So they're, you know, they're,
yeah.
Leonard Raskin is here, he's Raskin. No, what I was going to say to you is from a financial standpoint and bringing in money and speeding, Dennis Colatzos and I talked about this last week. Why do cars go 130 miles an hour? Why do we need to make them, there's no place you can drive them on it. Why do cars go more than 85 or 90 miles
an hour?
Give
it time. Give it time. They'll stop it.
If you had your way,
take the liberal side. If you had your way, the government would not let cars go faster than 70 and nobody would speed on the highway.
No, not 70, but I think 90 is plenty. You know, okay, I think Hollywood Brown doesn't need to go faster than 90.
I don't know. I heard he got arrested for like obnoxious speeding. What was he doing?
Is it $130 or something? I don't even know. It was a lot.
And you get arrested for that in Arizona, I guess.
I guess you do. I mean, you know.
I think they just give you, you know, a nice big $250 ticket, show up in court. But I guess they arrest them out there.
But you also get 6 points and you
If you lose in court, you're in trouble. Yeah, if you lose in court, you're in trouble. I get that. And to me, like, here's the other thing. Let's talk government, anti-government. I think speed limits on highways is just stupid. So I'm in Columbus right now because we're taking the boy back to Ohio State for his junior school year, and I'm cruising out 70, sunny Sunday afternoon, there's no traffic, left two lanes, you know, speed limit 70, that's good. It shouldn't be. I should be able to do 90 or 100 if I want. It's okay. You know, they do it in Germany, they race the Autobahn.
Yeah, the issue there is they have better roads.
Well, the other thing is, if I want to do 90, I should be able to do 90. And if the traffic dictates, now, during the ride, got a little overcast, started to rain. I was only doing 60 because it was pouring. I'm not doing 70, even though that's a speed limit, because I know how to drive. But, you know, when the government tells you what you got to do, you got to do it, or you got to pay the price. My son, as many kids are these days, I don't think you are, but way into TikTok. You into TikTok?
No. Chinese own that freaks me out.
Yeah, me neither. Not a TikTok thing. He sends me them occasionally when he thinks they're really funny. So there was one a couple weeks ago that he sent me. This guy is talking about how to drive. And he said, the right lane is for slow people. The middle lane is for speed limit people. And the left lane is for people with ticket money. And he said, if you're not willing to spend your ticket money, get out of my way.
Well, I thought when I Googled that it was going to cost $6 to go to Northeast, I thought they think I'm taking that speed lane and paying the extra 65 cents. And I realized, no, it just costs $6 every time you go. You just don't realize it till it comes at the end of the month. Leonard Raskin's here. We were talking money. I don't know. We were going to talk some football here, that like Lamar might be playing Joe Flacco in a couple of weeks. That, you know, that might be happening, right?
That'd be awesome. I saw that. I'm glancing a little bit. I'm not watching preseason football. I refuse, but I glanced a little bit at a couple of the games. And sure enough, there was the Jets quarterback wonking out his knee. And I said to myself, Ravens v. Flacco, wouldn't that be something? Isn't it their opening day?
It's opening day. Yeah.
That's going to be a heck of a game.
Well, I'd make you want to go up to the Meadowlands for that. Luke and I will be there covering all things. Give everybody a little primer on what you're doing here and cleaning people's money up. And some schmo like me calls you and says, hey, you know, nobody's really handled my money the right way.
That's right.
I need somebody to help me out.
So we meet. We talk to you about your hopes and dreams and desires. We know what everybody's needs are. You know, an insurance company that shall remain nameless talks about you only buying insurance for what you need. That's ridiculous. Everybody knows what your needs are. You need to eat. You need to drink. You need to breathe good air. You need to have a place to live. But we're talking about
to go to the bathroom is what I. What
that's
I said,
right.
Yes.
And Charmin, we talked about that.
And comfortable Charmin. Shoes. Always comfortable shoes. Yes.
Comfortable shoes and good toilet paper. Beyond those things, though, we talk about what you want, what your desires are, what your hopes and dreams are for you, your family, whoever it may be that you care about, charities that you care about. And we start to work with you on what are you doing with your money to achieve those hopes and dreams, and how do you do it? There is a science to this. There's ways you have to protect your wealth. There's ways correctly to save money. There's ways correctly to mitigate taxes. There's ways correctly, scientifically, academically studied for 100 years, how to invest money. You don't have to just go with the latest fad, the hottest stock, the latest tip. So once all that happens, you then have the right to enjoy it all. Once it's protected, once it's saved, once you're growing it, we talk about how to enjoy it. We help you enjoy it and do the things you want to do with it for you, your family, charities, etc. And then ultimately, sadly and terrifically, none of us are getting out of here alive. We talk about how to transfer it, how to move it forward to those that you want it to go to, because too often money doesn't go where you want it to go when you pass, for a whole lot of reasons that we could spend a long time on. So the idea is have it, enjoy it, pass it, and how to do all those things. And we talk about everything money in between, as we are here talking about taxes. And, you know, there's a great quote. I'll send you this quote by an old, this is in the, I think, 50s, 60s, Supreme Court justice, just what you were talking about. And you know you can do this. He said, taxes are a cost to live in our society and do the things we want to do. And he said, this is in Virginia, I believe, that there's a bridge that he has to drive over every day to get to work. And it's $2, $3, whatever, to go that way and pay the toll. But there's another way he can go that just takes a little bit longer. And there's no toll on that bridge. And that's not tax evasion because he takes the bridge without a toll. It's tax avoidance. Tax avoidance is fully legal in our system, and we help people figure out how to do that. So you could have put in your GPS, I'm sure, to where you were going and say, you know, no highways, no tolls. It might have taken you an extra 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but you wouldn't have had to pay. And that's legal. And so just like everything in our tax code, it's very thick, but we help people understand ways to save against that which the government's trying to take. And if you had it, look, if you didn't pay any income taxes during your lifetime, this is you, the universal you, anyone out there in listening, watching area. If you didn't pay taxes, just think of what you could have: cars, homes, vacations. So if you can find ways to recapture costs on those dollars, recapture interest costs from financial institutions, recapture taxes from the government, put that back in your pocket and do the things you want with it. Imagine what you could do. And imagine what you could do if you could just imagine what you could do. You know, some guy named Disney came up with the idea that we could do this thing based on a mouse, and look at it.
And tax-free for a lot of folks down there. They give no income tax for everybody in our state.
That's exactly because we're here, because people coming from all over the world will pay enough to our state that you don't have to work here.
You make me want to go to Epcot now. You know, I'm considering that around the Tampa Bay Bucks game. Leonard Raskin is here. He will be doing Ravens football as well as helping folks with their money. He's back on the beat. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com as well as out on the front of Baltimore Positive. Always good to visit with you. I lost my train of thought about my conservative thing. You took me in another direction. I'll have it for next week, though, because I did have a conservative thought on the political scope, and it. I don't know. You told me to take the liberal side and never went back to it. So I apologize for that. But it
you'll
was a good
up,
point. And
it.
I'll come up with it next week when I see you at Rock Salt in Westminster. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. We're back out on the road. We'll be in Eldersburg next Wednesday at Liberatore's, also with the 1623 folks. Bought one of their Kolsch's the other night. I'm going to drink that. And then next Friday, we're going to be at Rock Salt in Westminster and at Pharmacy Brewing up in Reisterstown that day as well. Been getting around. I'm trying to avoid the second drink. I'm just a one beer Louie at all these places, but we've had great, great times. A big shout out to Monument City the other day, Schultz's Crab House down in Essex. We've had a great, great time getting out, seeing local people, hanging out, eating great food, eating crab cakes and other things as well. Even had a crab fluff the other day. It was delicious.
Ooh.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.